This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The next step in Russia's invasion of Ukraine could lead to urban warfare, experts say, nearly 2 weeks after the start of the Russian offensive. Meanwhile, Ukrainian civilians continue to seek safe shelter, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Humanitarian crisis in Ukraine is growing more serious by the day.
More than 2 million Ukrainians have now crossed international borders out of Ukraine.
United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric.
It is critical that civilians, whether they choose to stay or to choose to leave, are protected.
Several thousand people did manage to leave the northeastern Ukrainian city of Sumy on buses Tuesday, passing through one of the humanitarian corridors Russia and Ukraine agreed to Monday. But Ukrainian officials say overnight shelling killed 21 people in the city. I'm Mike Rossio.
The Pentagon says Poland's offer to give its MiG-29 fighter jets to the U.S. so they can be passed to Ukraine raises serious concerns for the NATO alliance, AP's Norman Hall.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the prospect of Polish jets departing from a U.S. NATO base in Germany to fly to airspace contested with Russia in the Ukraine war is concerning and not tenable. Kirby said in a statement the U.S. will continue to talk to Poland about the matter. Poland had said it would give all of its Soviet-era MiG-29 fighters for use in Ukraine. In exchange, Poland was seeking used U.S. aircraft for its defense. The Polish government has also appealed to other owners of MiG-29 jets to give them to Ukraine. Bulgaria and Slovakia also still have Soviet-made fighter jets in their air forces. Norman Hall, Washington.
The European Union agreed Wednesday to add 146 members of Russia's upper house of parliament to its sanctions list over Moscow's war in Ukraine. This is VOA News.